From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger, reading Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now, let's begin with Armageddon. Prologue.
"For the first time in a long time," Nikolai Carpathia said, "we play on an even field. The waterways are healing themselves, and we have rebuilding to do in the infrastructure. Let us work at getting all our loyal citizens back onto the same page with us. Director Akbar and I have some special surprises in store for dissidents on various levels. We are back in business, people. It is time to recoup our losses and start delivering a few."
The new mood lasted 3 days. Then the lights went out. Literally, everything went dark. Not just the sun, but the moon also, the stars, street lamps, electric lights, car lights. Anything, anywhere that ever emitted light was now dark. No keypads on telephones, no flashlights, nothing iridescent, nothing glow in the dark. Emergency lights, exit signs, fire signs, alarm signs, everything pitch black. The cliché of not being able to see one's hand in front of one's face, now true. It mattered not what time of day it was. People could see nothing. Not their clocks, watches, not even fire, matches, gas grills, electric grills. It was as if the light had done worse than go out. Any vestige of it had been sucked from the universe. People screamed in terror.